This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Migs, I want you to talk about the thing that you brought to our attention, something that you saw on social media, and you were hoping that we could reach out to the Rockaholics for a little help with.
No, we've done this in the past where it's like, hey, just randomly, if we could get people together to donate some money to a great cause. And in the past, it was like for Motley Zoo, and the Rockaholics stepped up huge. So I was kind of hoping it, and this is a different one. It's a unique one. I get if people don't have the money or just can't spring for it, that totally makes sense. I know that we're in a world where money issues are for everybody, and I think we're all struggling at times when it comes to just being able to get by. But one of our friends who does so much for our show, for our station, and it's just an all-around great guy for the local music scene, he's hitting some tough times, and he'll probably smack me upside my head if he knew that I was doing this, but I think it would be really great if we could surprise him with some random acts of generosity and kindness. So Glenn Cannon, who has played with me and my band, he's also been in Windowpane, Glenn Cannon and The Damage Done, he's also a massive part of the New Originals, and does all the stuff for KSW behind the scenes, and helps us with Live Night. He'll be there for Live Night.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a very giving person. And on top of that, he's the type of guy that'll take his shirt off he literally will take his shirt off of his body to give it to somebody if they needed it. I've also seen him help people when their car or their motorcycle is broken down. He'll go there and help them when it's raining outside. He's never asked for a favor in return. And I just recently saw that him and his wife were just going through some tough times financially. And his wife and his father-in-law or her father just recently passed away, and she has to go travel a lot now in order to deal with the estate stuff. And I know what that's about, mm-hmm. And I know it's not cheap, and it could definitely, you know, I mean, right now I'm still trying to recover from everything that's gone on with my dad financially and trying to get by, but fortunately able to pay my bills, and they're not in that situation right now because she has a new job. Glenn also is now selling some of his prized possessions, like guitar stuff, his Harley Davidson, and it just breaks my heart. And so I was hoping, because I saw a lot of people, his wife set up a GoFundMe to try and help deal with some of these costs, because right now they're just struggling and it's tough. And I was just kind of hoping that maybe the Rockaholics, if they're able to, can donate a couple bucks, $5, $10. I mean, whatever you got. If you know Glenn, you know what kind of person this guy is, and it would be so appreciated. And if anyone could just step up and donate a couple of dollars, that would mean a lot to me, but I think it would mean a lot to him and his wife as they're trying to deal with the passing of someone that they love, and now the financial repercussions because of that.
And I know that on the Daily Migs social media pages, we have shared the GoFundMe. Daily is spelled without an I, Daily mm-hmm. Migs Show. Find us, and you can make a donation to help Glenn and his wife get through this. This is just something that you wouldn't wish on anyone.
And I just love for them to wake up this morning. Everyone's got their and I get it. Everyone's got their issues money right now, and it's a tough time. But if you're able to, and it would just mean a lot to know that they could wake up this morning and be like, oh, crap, okay, this is a little less difficult for us right now because, you know, they just saw massive amounts of donations. So like I said, a couple dollars goes a long way.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.